If you are a veteran and have filed a VA disability claim and have been denied, have received a low rating, or you're unsure how to get started, reach out to us. Go to vacifree30.com, linked in our show notes, and take advantage of a free VA claim discovery call. Learn what you've been missing so you can finally get the disability rating and compensation you deserve.
Hello, everybody. It's time again for another episode of Doc on the Road. Today, I'm in Hampton, Virginia, home of the Navy. And if you've never been to Hampton, you would definitely know it's home of the Navy when you drive into this place or even walk in. And it's a very historical place, and lots of veterans that have come through here. Also right down the street here, we also have Little Creek. Little Creek is basically where all the SEALs do their training. And got to spend a little time there when I was in the military. So it holds a special place in my heart there too. Today, I kind of wanted to really touch on a couple of things that I feel blessed with. And I feel blessed because I am a veteran of the U.S. Army, which makes me part of a unique community and brother and sisterhood of the military. Now, all of us signed that dotted line at one point. All of us became part of this community as soon as we joined up. And that holds a special place in my heart. It's a special feeling that I always get when I meet another veteran. And I meet another veteran, whether it's doing the claim work or just sitting down and talking, hearing stories, hearing different things, hearing how different services have different experiences. I love every bit of it because it all boils down to the love of this country that I have. And I know right now, politically and socially, we seem to have a few problems that are causing us not to come together. But the key point I wanted to make here is you don't really find that in the military community. We seem to be able to talk to each other and work through issues. And of course, there's issues out there and they're legitimate issues that we need to really pay attention to. And we really need to band together and become one and start finding answers to these issues instead of all the bickering and fighting that we seem to find happening in Washington all the time. Now, I don't want to get too political here or anything like that, because I want to keep it basically to what I was talking about. Being part of this community that is the best. Being part of a group of people such as yourselves, brothers and sisters of the uniform. I know, I remember back home down in my office, I have all kinds of stuff around to remind me as I work through the day on different things. I have my unit patches. I have a ton of flags. I even have a Telecaster guitar that sits on the wall that is the American flag. But important things that I really have are a copy of the Constitution. We the people stands very strong with me. That is a statement that was made a while back. And I even have a tattoo of We the People. And I believe heavily that stronger all of us will be here in America if we can combine and actually do what we do here in the community of veterans. Like I said, we seem to work through different issues. And the cool part about this is not a community that was given to me. This is not a community that I could just sign a piece of paper and become part of. No, I actually had to do this and I had to earn it. And that's what really plays in my heart and in my head a lot. And I know a lot of you are going to be the same boat that I'm in. And then comes our families. Our families are also part of this, whether you were married or not married or any part of the military, you know, before, during, and after, your family is still a part of that. You know, there's a certain feeling that we need to not only protect the veteran, but we also need to protect the veterans' families. And that plays real heavy on me. And that's why I believe this is a blessing on what happened with me, to where I get to travel, I get to meet veterans, I get to see historic places, I get to hear stories about great Americans, great veterans. And knowing that I belong to that group makes me beyond proud. And again, that's something that I earned. It's not something that was given to me. And then when I meet with military families, it's awesome to see how the soldier or the wife actually can carry on and still continue to build a family here in America like this with the military, and how the kids actually look at the military and look at how proud they are of their father or their mother, brothers or sister. It really does warm my heart that being part of this community means so much. And being part of this community is being part of America. And being part of America means the utmost. I mean, I don't know about you, but every time I see the stars and stripes, there's parts of me that are very happy, very, very joyful. And there's also parts of me that get a little bit sad too. And that's because of the brothers and sisters that we lost. And, you know, that also brings up another thing that I'm really adamant about is brothers and sisters need to protect one another. We need to be there for each other, and we need to get each other through this. This whole situation where we have 22 brothers and sisters that call it quits and basically walk away from this community, we need to really come together and help out these brothers and sisters. So that's why I'm always big on, you know, going to the VA. If I'm going to an appointment, I go to the VA a little bit early so I can actually talk to veterans, stay a little bit later so I can talk to veterans. And I think the more and more that we all become more like that in this community, the better off it's going to be. We're going to be able to help one another. And I'm very blessed that I get to do this with VACI on a daily basis. I know there's another coach here. I actually look at this coach as a mentor ever since I've really seen what he does. And it's Stacy. He is just the greatest guy to hang with besides all the knowledge that he has. And because of this, it's made me a better coach, and it's made me a better veteran all the way around because of veterans like this. And if you ever get a chance to meet Stacy, I urge you to, because this guy is phenomenal, just completely phenomenal. And like I said, I look at him as one of my mentors in the realm that I'm in now. And it's a very blessed realm. Helping veterans on a daily basis not only does the simple things like warm my heart or anything like that, but it also helps me know what purpose truly is and what I can actually provide and what I can actually help another veteran do to move forward and create a situation to where he's doing better for himself or herself, as well as his family and her family. And now I get to do this podcast. This has been one of those things I reluctantly went into, but I have enjoyed every episode now. Coming around and finding new information and coming up with new ideas and stuff like that is great. And especially hearing the feedback from everybody has been tremendous. It makes me know that, okay, this is what I was meant to do at this point in my life. And this is what I need to keep doing, is to keep reaching out to veterans, keep telling veterans there is light at the end of the tunnel. There is hope. And we all, as long as we come together and work together, are going to find answers to most of the common problems that we have, and as well as the common problems that we have here in America. We will always be the ones that stood up, and we're going to be the ones that had actual skin in the game. And we're the ones that actually did something to say, I'm standing up for what this country believes in. I'm standing up for what I believe in. And that's always going to be a special thing. And I hope most of you feel that way. I know that when I look around and I see all my medals and I see all the little coins and all the different things that I've accumulated over the years, the one thing that really stands out is I'm part of the community of being a veteran. And I think when we get down on ourselves and when we get down and have those rough days, that's something that we really need to remember, is we are part of a unique community. We are part of a group of people that stood up and said, I'm going to do something. I am going to do the best I can to help protect and serve this nation. When you look at that and just think about that for just a little bit, it does more than just make your heart swell. It's one of those things where you actually stepped up. You actually did it. And I think the more and more veterans that I meet, the more and more I find out that that is a common thread, no matter what branch of service you served in. And I think that's fun. And it's fun also to, you know, do the little jokes here and there. But we know that if it came down to whatever and we needed to, we'll put our arms around somebody that served in a different branch, or we'll do stuff to help a military family. That's just the way we are. That's not something that we were trained to do. It's just something that we inherently get in our hearts and our heads simply because we did serve. And that's one of the things I love too. And I look forward to some more of these places that I go to. It's kind of funny. Every once in a while, my eyes water. And I get a little choked up when I think about a number of these different meetings that I've had with veterans all over the country so far. And I really, really am blessed and really enjoyed doing what I do. Now, if you guys have any suggestions or any things that you'd like, topics that you would like to, you know, have me talk about, you can get me at jtrimble@vaclaimsinsider.com. And I look forward to, you know, hearing from you. I look forward to hearing different ideas and different things like that, because I am just one veteran. And sometimes, just like everybody else, I'm going to need help getting to bring up topics that everybody wants to hear about and stuff like that. So in short, and, you know, with today, if you get down on yourself and you're feeling low about things, think back. Again, and I've said this on numerous times, think about your military service. Think about the brothers and sisters that you served with. Think about the brothers and sisters that you may have met, even if they were in a different branch. This is all great information and great ways for you to curb any kind of negativity. It's one of those things where as you find out more about each other, you're going to find out that there's a lot of similarities, and then there are going to be some differences, but no matter what, we're going to be able to come through it, because we're going to be able to work through it. Now, that's where the training does come in, and the love for our situation and that we serve, and love that for this country. So also, if you guys are on this and you want to get a coach that's going to help you, I completely will do that. I'm really easy to get a hold of. You can go to www.coachairborne.com, click the button there and start signing up. Once that happens, I will get the word and we'll go ahead and jump, and you will have very tall paratrooper. You can't say ex-paratrooper, because once you're a paratrooper, you're a paratrooper. It's sort of like you can't say ex-Marine, because once you're a Marine, you're a Marine. And that's just the way it goes. But you will have someone that will get in the trenches with you. You will have someone that will get into the fight with you and enjoy every moment till we get you to where you need to be. So love you all. Hope you all have a great day. And I look forward to hearing from you. All right. This is Doc out.
Let's face it. The VA claims process is a pain. Many veterans struggle for years trying to increase their ratings or even get rated at all. Most are not getting the compensation they deserve. Here at VA Claims Insider, we've supported more than 15,000 veterans to win their claims and increase their ratings. Now it's your turn. Schedule your free VA claim discovery call with one of our team members by going to vacifree30.com, linked in our show notes. You'll learn what gaps you need to fill to speed up your claim and increase your rating.